702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
12 minutes before 8 o'clock, let's catch up now with the world of viral content and Kabazela. Ah, Kabazela!
Good morning to you, Bele. You well?
I am indeed. I am indeed, and I hope you are too. Tell me about the looter of the year.
You know, sometimes you just look at a video and you are, you know, the jaw just drops and you think, what the heck is going on here? So I'm not sure where the incident took place, but there seemed to be a truck accident, and the truck was seemed to be carrying carcasses and beef cattle carcasses, to put it exact. And there's this video of this woman who is running away from the truck, and in her hands and her arms, she's got this thing. Let's just call it a thing. And as she gets closer to the person who is filming the incident, you look at it and you think, geez, she's got like a baby hippo in her arms. And then, you know, you think, no, it can't be a hippo. And then you rewatch the video and you rewatch the video. And then eventually what it is a cow's head, the whole head of the cow. And the mouth is open, and the tongue, and, you know, it's just flapping around, and yeah, it doesn't look very pretty. But then the other incident that's just so bizarre, this is, there's a traffic official who is running.
I'm like, wait, it gets weirder.
It gets worse. There's a traffic official who is running with her, but instead of stopping her and, you know, telling her to leave the item behind, she is filming her with her cell phone while this woman makes a getaway with this cow's head. So it's just an absolutely bizarre video to watch. And yeah, I mean, we've seen looting videos of, you know, carcasses before, but this one, I think, takes the cake and could probably be crowned as the looter of the year. But what are you going to do with that cow's head? I mean, I know you can use the tongue, you can use the cheeks, but then what else do you do with that head? I mean, I'm not sure. I know a scorpio, but cow's head? Do you eat the whole cow's head? I'm not sure.
I'd rather don't want to find out, actually. Actually, I don't know
I'm sure we will find out.
I don't know. All right, tell me about a schoolgirl. She won a 200-meter race in dramatic fashion.
Sure. You know, school sports, I haven't watched a school sport match or race or whatever it may be for a very, very, very long time. But, you know, sometimes you watch kids and you can just see that this specific kid is going to be great one day, or they're going to achieve really, really good things in that specific sport. So this was a 200-meter race that took place in the USA. And, you know, they get on their marks and get set, go. And this one kid, as soon as she darts off, she stops and she has to turn around because she started so quickly that she basically ran out of her shoe. So she left her shoe behind.
Yeah.
So she turns around, she goes back to the shoe, puts the shoe back on, and then continues the race. And it gets to about 100 meters and you think, wow, she's doing pretty good. Yeah. She's gaining up and she's catching up. And then on the straight, she just keeps going and she's going, and you can hear in the stands, her relatives are just cheering her on. Go Lele, go Lele. And she catches the rest of the field. She overtakes them and she ends up winning this 200 race after about a 7-second delay of going back and fetching her shoe and putting her shoe back on. But if you look at this girl, you look at this young girl and you look at her compared to her, you know, her fellow athletes, and she's just built like a runner. You know, she's stocky, she's muscular, and she's got it all. But take a listen to the audio bongos of her relatives in the stands.
Hey, I want a nacho.
She ran her shoes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, I love it. Parents can go wild at school matches, right? We've seen it before. So I wanted to ask the question about school sports.
Right.
Have you witnessed an incident at a school match where, you know, it was an incident where you just thought, wow, this person, this young kid, this athlete is destined for greatness. And you went home that day and you told your friends or your family members about what you saw, because, you know, that's where it all begins, right? You see these youngsters, and there is always something about them that sets them apart from their peers. So maybe you've got, really, really good stories to tell us. Or maybe even stories from way back where you did see somebody and they've gone on now and they are, you know, they're playing provincial or international sports. That would be a really cool one as well, right,
Bob? Oh, right. I love those stories, right? Yeah. Where maybe you saw Brian, you remember Brian Habana as a youngster and you thought, boy, this kid's going to go far. And of course, look at what happened. All right. Tell us about someone special you saw playing sport at school level, right? Something you witnessed.
I got a good one. I played club soccer against Graham Smith. And it was my job to mark him, because he was pretty good at football, and he always used to wear this knee brace. And my coach told me, go after the big guy, because I was quite small in club level, and I always had to mark him, and I had to go after Graham Smith. So now when I used to see him on the pitches of the cricket field, I was like, oh yeah, I used to have that guy in my back pocket on the football pitch.
You're the one who ruined his soccer ambitions, right? He became a cricketer because of you.
Yeah, right. That's my story and I'm sticking to it.
All right, Kabazela, that's what's gone viral. Let's talk 011-883-0702. Something or someone special you witnessed playing school sports, perhaps who's gone on to greatness. Do give us a call and tell us your story.